Thank you for downloading the Broadmead Community Church Sermon Podcast. We hope you enjoy it.
And this egg here tells us everything we need to know. How, you might ask? Well, there's a message inside that egg. Not a message you can pick up and read. I mean that the Easter egg has a message to pass on to every single one of us. Something that the Easter egg represents. Because Easter brings a special message to us all. The empty egg is a picture of the empty tomb when Jesus came alive again. Let me show you this in another way. I have Jesus here. And when Jesus died on that first Good Friday, they took him down from the cross and they wrapped him in cloth. And after they've wrapped him in cloth, they put him in a tomb. And when they had put him in the tomb, they rolled the stone in front of the tomb. And everyone thought it was over. And everyone thought that all that Jesus had said had come to nothing. But on that first Easter Sunday, the women went to the tomb and they discovered, much to their shock and awe, that the tomb, the stone was rolled away and the tomb was empty. And Jesus had gone. But he hadn't disappeared. He was there. And he met so many people over the 40 days he was around. You see, Easter is a time when we remember that Jesus showed his love for us by giving his life for us all. But it didn't end there. On that first Easter Sunday, he came back to life. He gives us also now a promise of a new and better life in him. That's what we've been celebrating today. That's what we've been hearing today from our four baptismal candidates, their story about this new life with Jesus. And so the empty egg is a picture of the empty tomb when Jesus came alive again. And we read this incredible verse in John's Gospel, which sums it all up. God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that everyone who believes in him may not die but have life eternal. That's what these four today who are getting baptized have discovered for themselves. This is the message of Easter. The tomb is empty, and because of that, we are set free to enjoy this new life. We're not set free just based on Jesus' teaching. We're not set free based on just his love. We're not set free based on his death. We are set free based on his resurrection. Do you know what? In the 18th century, there was a man called Gilbert West, and he did not like it at all that Christianity was growing. And he didn't like it even more that his friends were becoming Christians. So he decided he would write a book to disprove the resurrection, because he came to the conclusion that if you can disprove the resurrection, then you can get rid of Christianity, full stop. So he started researching and he started writing the book. And halfway through writing this book, he met Jesus. And so he wrote the book the other way round. In the 19th century, there was a very famous atheist in America called Engel Sol, and he didn't like it that Christianity was growing. And so he had a great friend at the time, a very famous general called General Wallace. And he said to his friend, Lou, that was his first name, you've got to help me out. Let's damage Christianity. Let's damage the church. Why don't you write a book to disprove the resurrection? And so Lew Wallace began to write a book. And Lew Wallace actually had a wife who was a Christian. And so while he was busy writing to disprove the resurrection, she was in another room busy praying for him. And halfway through, guess what happened? Halfway through researching the book, he met Jesus. And he wrote the book the other way round. And his book is called Ben-Hur. And in the 20th century, there was a lawyer, but he not only was he a lawyer, he was a journalist, and he was called Frank Morrison, and he decided that he would shatter Christianity, and he concluded that the only way to do that was to disprove the resurrection. So, as a journalist, he knew how to do his research, but also as a lawyer, he knew how to play around with material. And halfway through the book, he met Jesus, and so he wrote the book the other way round. His book is called Who Moved the Stone? And finally, Lee Strobel's, who was an atheist and also a journalist, decided to investigate Christ after his wife became a Christian. And his investigation led to him becoming a follower of Jesus. And not only did he write one book called The Case for Christ, but he wrote 12 books all about the case for Christ. And he also ended up becoming a pastor. So, what does this prove? Well, if you're in a hurry to meet Jesus, try and write a book to disprove the resurrection. You see, the reason I'm a follower of Jesus is because Jesus Christ is alive. His resurrection authenticates everything he said, everything that he did. After Jesus rose from the dead, he spent 40 days before he ascended to heaven. And during that 40 days, he neither withdrew nor added anything that he had taught the previous 3 years. And that is why we can believe of Jesus, about the past and the present and the future. I follow Jesus because the tomb is empty. You see, if it isn't, if the tomb isn't empty, if Jesus isn't alive, that everything he said and did does not matter one bit at all. But if the tomb is empty and Jesus is resurrected, it's a game changer and all bets are off. So let me close with two thoughts this morning. If you're already a follower of Jesus, and I know that a number of you are here today, can I ask you this question? Are you living each day with the empty tomb, or is Jesus still on the cross? You see, if we live as followers of Jesus with the reality that the tomb is empty, then the truth is, from that first Easter Sunday, from that moment that they discovered that Jesus was alive, from that moment on, nothing is impossible for God. And we are told that his resurrection power is in each and every one of us. And so we no longer need to know the defeat of the death, defeat of the cross in our lives. And we can live in the victory of the empty tomb because Jesus is alive. So if you follow Jesus already, let this be Easter Sunday every single day in your lives. Because remember, you can do all things through Christ who gives you strength. And if you're here this morning and as yet you're not following Jesus, then can I ask you a question? Did Jesus resurrect from the dead? If not, forget the rest. But if yes, then everything else must be true because he is resurrected and he must be the Son of God. You see, the evidence for the physical resurrection is very strong indeed. When the disciples went to the tomb on the first Easter Sunday, they found the gravestones have collapsed and that Jesus' body was absent. And in the next 6 weeks, he was seen by over 500 people. And the disciples' lives were transformed and the Christian church was born and it grew in a dramatic way. And the former Lord Chief Justice of England, Lord Darling, said of the resurrection, in its favour, as living truth, there exists such overwhelming evidence, positive and negative, factual and circumstantial, that no intelligent jury in the world could fail to bring in a verdict that the resurrection story is true. The only satisfactory explanation for these facts is that Jesus did indeed rise from the dead, and thus confirms that he was and is the Son of God. I think it deserves a round of applause. I follow Jesus because he is resurrected. He has defeated death and is alive today. I follow Jesus because it's true. The tomb is empty. Mary went to the tomb early in the morning and she saw a man and she thought it was the gardener. But when Jesus spoke to her, she realized it was Jesus. Same thing happened. Some disciples on the road from Jerusalem to a place called Emmaus, and they're walking with a man who they think is a stranger, and they're talking about all that's happened in Jerusalem over the last few days. And when they get to the house where they're going to stay, the stranger appears as if he's going to continue to walk on, and they invite him in for a meal. And as he breaks bread, they realize that it was Jesus all along. And I pray today that if you have not yet believed and seen that Jesus is alive, I pray that like Mary and like those disciples on the road to Emmaus, he would reveal himself to you today. And you would see with fresh eyes as you've heard the stories that we've heard today, and as we've listened to what I've been saying, and as you've heard the worship song, that Jesus would reveal himself to you today as the resurrected Savior. Because if Jesus is resurrected, we need to investigate it. Let's pray.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, why not check us out on all social media platforms or visit broadmead.org.uk.